song Sister Tracy sang just flows right into the message that God's put on my heart tonight. And if I would have thought about that song, I've heard it before, but it had been the song I wanted to go right into this message. So thank you, sister, for listening to the Lord. This morning we talked about the reality that we as finite beings, created beings, we need to be changed. But tonight we want to consider the other side and talk about our God who is unchangeable. Amen. He is the same. Amen. Yesterday, today, and he will be forever. Amen. So I'm going to read a few different passages probably that are familiar to you along this line, but if you want to open your Bibles to Psalms 102, we'll begin there. Psalms 102 and verse 25. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment, as a vesture thou shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years have no end. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, probably the first verse that comes to people's minds about this subject. It's God speaking. For I am the Lord, I change not. It's God's declaration of himself. I am the Lord, I change not. We should be thankful because it's this reason that we're not consumed. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. We go over to the New Testament, the Hebrew writer, chapter 1, verse 10. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. They all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Over in chapter 13 of Hebrews, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, amen, and forever. One last verse in James 1. Every good and perfect gift, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Yes. Cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, no change, neither shadow of turning. Let's pray. Father, we praise your glorious and holy name tonight. We thank you, Lord, that in this world that is filled with change, lives that are constantly changing, we have the privilege to know you, to have a God, a Father in heaven who never changes. I pray, Lord, that you would bring these truths to our mind and our heart tonight. We would be encouraged in our walk with you, and our hopes would be renewed because of who you are. We ask for your anointing and your help, that you would be glorified in all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Couldn't help but think as I watched different ones, the praise team and around the church coughing, and it's going to be good in just a few days when we get our voices back and we're breathing normal. Amen. But we're thankful that God gives us strength to continue on. If you've ever studied this subject in the Word of God, or you've studied the attributes of God, this is certainly one that comes up. And you know it is called in theology the immutability of God. That simply is a word that describes this truth that God is unchangeable. Amen? God never changes. And it's that word that I want to draw your attention to and use the subject are unchangeable God. Every one of us are going to face, matter of fact, daily, we face a world that's changing. Amen. We look into the mirror and we see bodies that are changing. We watch those around. Everything, I've read several because I wanted you to see, and this is not all what Scripture says, but everything about this material, this physical universe is changing. From the cosmos, the stars, the planets, to every living organism, everything about the physical world is changeable. And it can be a very disturbing thing for us as human beings because, let's be honest, we don't have much control over that change. This morning when we talked about the subject be changed, we were talking about us as finite human beings, limited. Sinners are in need of a Savior. Christians need to continually grow in grace and knowledge and be more and more conformed to the image of our Lord and Savior. We tried to use that ideal to help us understand that we all need to change, amen. As sinners, we needed to change, but as Christians, we need to change more and more into the image of Jesus. That's a part of this life that we're living in. And I don't know if you've thought about it, but you ought to thank God that He is able to change us. Amen. I'm so glad, as I said, we don't have to go on being the kind of people we have been in days past, but He can make us new. God is immutable, but we live in a world that is mutable. That's simply the opposite. That means this world, this body, this universe, it is experiencing constant change. Continually, it is in a process of change, and we are. Psalms 102, Hebrews 1 reflects that passage, talks about that, others do, that one day, and we don't know, it could be this day. Before this day is over, it could be that God says it is enough and He wraps up this universe as a garment. I can't get my mind around that. Because we cannot even comprehend the created universe, and yet God's going to wrap it up just like a garment. Amen. Time will be no more. It all will perish. And the reason is that creation is only for a season. You know, this thing that we call time, and I won't get into all that, but time has no constraints on God. He's outside of time. He is unchangeable. But everything in our existence is changeable. As I said, that can be disturbing. And you go back through history and you see some of the things that human beings have done and human organizations have tried to do to fight that. Men are always trying to establish a sense of stability and permanence. They don't want things to change. They don't want their bodies to change, but guess what? We're still changing. Amen. I thought of the ancient explorer, Ponce de Leon. Everybody remember what he was after? Why was he after that fountain of youth? Because he saw this body changing and he didn't like it. Amen? People have been seeking for it ever since, and they'll never find it because God created us as changeable beings. Businesses have taken up this theme, and human organizations. I remember, you know, even as a boy seeing those commercials, and, you know, to me or someone of our generation, if you mention the name Prudential, what do you see in your mind? A rock. The rock, that's the symbol they used to represent their business, not because they were permanent, because they wanted you to think that they're stable, they're reliable, that they are going to continue when others fall by the wayside. Humans have always sought that. Many of us, I can't say everybody, because there are a lot of emotional buyers who purchase on whims, and that's a dangerous thing for a child of God, but But you know, when it comes to major purchases, probably many of you like me, I began to research and look into things, because whether it's a car, automobile, or a washer dryer, I want something that is going to have stability. The company is going to be there tomorrow. Amen. We all want that sense of stability and permanence. We want something we can count on. Tonight, I want to just share with you, and I hope encourage you, we have a God we can count on. Amen. Amen. We can count on God. Amen. In the truest sense, anything you find in this world, even though you may look for that, you're never going to find anything that is permanent. You're never going to find anything that has real stability, because organizations of men, people, they come, they go, they change. Amen. Everything is changing. But when we lift our eyes to God, and that's what I hope that we'll be encouraged to do, we turn our thoughts and our attention to God. We, after all of this searching in the world, and they do it on every level, relationally, you know, people try to look for something, someone who's going to be dependable, someone you can count on. But finally, when we lift our eyes above this world and we turn our attention to God, we find who our soul has longed for and what we have been looking for. Amen. We find someone we can count on. We find one who never changes, who is immutable. We find a God who is not capable of being changed. No force in the universe can change God. He is not susceptible to change. You ever thought about that? Nothing can change God. All the devils in hell can't change God. If this world and this universe endured 10,000 more years, and I don't think it will, time's not going to change God. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is permanent in every way. So I just want to touch on a few things, and I won't go nearly as far as I could, because, you know, I couldn't. I don't have the voice tonight, but I mean the material. It wouldn't be hard to go down the list of the attributes of God and just spend time talking about how every attribute of God, everything that makes God who he is, every aspect of his nature, you can list it as long as you want to list it, and beside it I will put unchangeable. Amen. Because nothing about God can be changed. Amen. I couldn't help but think, as I was studying, what the Lord brought to mind. I love that old song, "Great is thy faithfulness," and that verse just kept coming. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Oh, what a, it's more profound than and even this truth. You know, if you ask people to rate their favorite, and I've never thought of it in this context, favorite, you know, what's the attributes of God you like to think about or you take joy in? I think the immutability of God would be way down the list, but where would we be if God was changeable? Where would we be if God was like man, if he was up one day, down the next, if he was moody, if he was petulant, if his power, his wisdom, his resources could diminish in any way? Where would we be if God was not immutable? We would not be here tonight. Amen. It is a glorious thing that we will forever rejoice in. Our God is unchangeable. Amen. You know, it terrifies many people. I know there's certain mental conditions people struggle with that change really disturbs them, you know, when you get them out of their routine. But it's not just certain, it's true about it, most people. When you get people out of their routines, and you know, the older we get and we watch the news, we read, we listen to what's going on in our world, and there are many people in our world that are terrified by what's happening because it's changing so rapidly all around us. Amen? They can't do anything about it. But for the child of God, see, we are not children of darkness, we are children of light. Amen? For the child of God, it ought to bring us great joy
Even as we are aware of this changing world, to be able to pause, to look to our Heavenly Father above, and to know that the one who holds my life in his hand, he is not subject to change, he is unchangeable. Amen. He is the one who is the protector and the keeper of my soul, the God who cannot be changed. Hallelujah. I thought it would probably help a lot of people. Every time, and I don't spend a lot, a few minutes a day, I try to keep up with world and national news, but it would probably help us every time we do that to just pause right after and just whisper to ourselves, thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. Amen? Because whatever is going on, wherever you see it changing, our God is unchangeable. Amen? So because God is unchangeable, that means everything about God, every attribute of God, every aspect of God that makes him who he is, it's all unchangeable. Now, there are a lot of those, but just think of a couple for a moment. Because as I said today, I'll just stick with what the Bible said. The greatest of these is love. What if God's love could change for you? Oh, wow. Brother Bill, long ago, if his love could be changed, he would have got tired of loving me. Amen? Long ago, before I even showed up in the world, he would have got tired of man who was rejecting him, rebelling against him, and had done all those things against him. And if God's love could be changed, man would have changed that love. But you know what the Bible says? What God says? I've loved you with everlasting love. His love is unchangeable. You know how different that is than you and I? You know, we begin to love somebody and we come to know them and we share joy in relationship. We love them in a greater way. And we say after a few years that I love, and I can say that about my wife, I love her more now than I have in my life. But you see, my love is changeable. It started here, but it's grown. And yet because I'm a finite being, things can happen to affect that. You know, I don't want to think about it, but she could act in a way to where I wouldn't want to love her anymore. You say, well, you're a preacher, you're a Christian. Well, I know I'm supposed to love her with the spiritual love, and God will help me do that, but she could do things. I'm quite confident through God's grace she's not going to. But she could act in ways to wound my love and make my love for her fail. Amen? We're human. Human love is, you say, oh, Brother Chris, I love, wait a minute, you're a human. You know, I know parents think that, but it's because they've not been through some things yet with their families. Human love can change, but I'm not talking about the love that you have for your husband or your children or anybody else. I'm talking about the love our unchangeable God has. Brother Richard, when we ran from him, when we rebelled against his commands, when we said, I don't want nothing to do with you, God, his love for us never changed. It never lessened one degree. Amen? That's incredible. He said, oh, but I'm doing good now, Brother Chris. I'm being faithful and I'm spending time with God. His love for you today is exactly as it was when you were running and rebelling from him, because his love cannot increase or decrease. It is perfect and full for every soul. It is unchangeable. You see, when you do real good, your wife or husband may be a little happier with you. But God loves you the same. It's staggering to me, because we relate so often to love on a human level, and I've tried to explain it's not like human love, God's love, spiritual love. God loves you when you're doing good. God loves you when you're taking time and walking in holiness and communion with him. But now,
please understand, I'm like excuse for sin. You know that, I hope, by now. But God loves you just the same when you're a mess. Amen. God loves you when your love for him is fervent and the things of God are so rich and real to you, but when your love is cooled off and you've grown a little cold in your heart, God's love for you does not change. Amen. See, that's not, rather than being an encouragement for spiritual mediocrity, that ought to encourage us to love him with all of our heart. Amen. Because what a love he has for us, a love that is unchangeable. And then I couldn't help but think, because this the Holy Spirit just pressed this on my mind, and it's a great, great blessing for me. It brings me great hope in the midst of a religious world that is so, has become so cynical and so, you know, down in the mouth about the future and things. But I'm glad tonight to be able to tell you that the plans and the purposes of God never change. His will never changes. Amen? See, one of the greatest travesties to me it's in the Christian realm, but these people that are called dispensationalists and their view of history and end times is that God, in essence, this is the view of the dispensationalists. God planned and purposed to do certain things, but sinful men threw a monkey wrench in his plan, so he had to back up, punt, change the plans, and now he had to come up with something new. But I'm telling you from God's word, our God never changes in his purposes. What he planned to do when he created this world, he is doing, and he's going to bring it to perfect fulfillment. Amen. God's plan do not change. Right. You know, don't give in to that stuff. People say, oh, you know, God sent Jesus to do this, to set up a kingdom then, and men, so he had to, you know, that they actually use this phrase that the church, the New Testament church, is a parenthesis in the plans of God. He had to insert this to adjust for man's failure. I get a little tickled because I think, brother, you don't know the God I serve. When he created this world and when he formed the plans and purposes for mankind, for humanity, dear one, before this world was ever formed, he had already knew that his son, Jesus Christ, would come to this world and pay the price for our sins, and salvation's plan would be provided, that he would build his church, that his kingdom would be instituted, and all of God's plan has not altered one iota, and it's not going to. Amen. How do you know that? Because he's God. See, if Brother Larry made a plan, Brother Martin made a plan, Brother Bill made a plan, I might say, well, those are good plans, brethren, but things can happen. They always have. He said, well, they just don't have enough resources. If Elon Musk made a plan, well, guess what? He's made some plans. And they haven't been, and they're not going to be fulfilled, because he's a man. He may be the richest man, but he is still a finite being. But God is not finite. God is unchangeable. God is above all that constrains us as finite beings. He is our unchangeable God. And it encourages me, because when I read in his word things that we need to keep often upon our minds in this cynical down in the mouth world, we read in his word the plans that God has for his church and his kingdom, for his people in this world, and for this world that he has given us. There is coming a time, dear one, that the nations of this world, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God. The nations will praise him, that God will be glorified in this world. Amen? If that's not in your Bible, find you one. Find you a real one, because it's in there. Amen. And because God set that plan in motion, nothing men or devils can do is going to change that plan. His plans are unchangeable. Amen? Amen. God is going to be glorified in his creation. Yes, I mean, And I'll leave this point because I don't want to be very long tonight, but how can we imagine a scenario where God's purposes change? Because change would mean failure. I have to adjust my plans. When Larry's building a project, he has to adjust a plan because things around us change. God is not subject to the things that affect us. He had perfect wisdom, infinite power, perfect foreknowledge. And so every eventuality God already knew about, and his plans will not change. Amen. God cannot fail. He is an immutable God. Now some may, this is sad, but the devil brings thoughts to people's minds. Some may wonder, well, what if things have gotten so bad in this world? What if they're so out of control, so chaotic, that God isn't able to do what he wants to do? That's the proper expression. You hear what I just said? Let me tell you what we should do if that thought ever comes. We need to stop and we need to say out loud, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Amen. Because that's where that thought came from. It's not from your neighbor or anybody else. That's from the devil. Because we know, this word says of our unchangeable God, that nothing is impossible to our God. His power is infinite. Amen. And, but yet that's what Satan tries to do. I forget which song, maybe Tracy's song, but the devil's always said, well, I know God done that then, but it's not like that now. I know he had power then to do that, and it's, you know, it's recorded there, but things are different now. We need to talk back to him and remind him the God I serve never changes. Amen. Sister Tracy's saying the God of David, the God of Moses, and we could go right down the list from Genesis to Revelation, the God of those biblical characters, the God of his New Testament church history. He is the same God we serve today. Amen? Because he changes not. I'm glad his power and wisdom have not changed. Sister Margaret reminds us often, I've heard her say it so many times, God knows what to do and he has the power to do it. Amen. You've heard her. And that's not going to change. It wasn't just something in Old Testament, you know, principle that those people could rely on. It's what we can stake our lives on today. He knows what to do and he has the power to do it. That will never change. Nothing is going to change God. You know, I get tickled when I see in the news, you know, when things about God and religion pique my interest, and usually I get a good laugh, you know, how men are finding out through science, you know, from the afterlife to the concepts of God and all this. And I think God laughs at the foolishness of men. Nothing men can ever do is going to change God. No advance in technology or science or philosophy or anything else is going to change God in any way. God cannot change. Amen. But I want to encourage you to do something tonight. I'm going to give you an exercise. I don't do this often. Relax, not push-ups or nothing. Because this is really an exciting and encouraging thing to me. I began to, matter of fact, on my notes at home, I was making a list of, you know, some of the attributes of God, unchangeable. And I thought, wow, we can go a while with this. And I thought, yeah, about midnight, they're going to want to go home. So I'm going to give you an exercise because it'll be more meaningful to you. But I hope, I'll encourage you. I'm not going to ask you to turn in your papers, but it will encourage you. In these next few days, maybe
your morning time with God, whenever. Just take a few minutes, use God's word, and you begin to write down. Don't just see, we get it up here. It's an exercise because it'll help you. You get in God's word and you find out his mercy is unchangeable. You find it in there where it said, his compassions fail not. It's unchangeable. Amen. 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 And you can find out just what I said. His love is unchangeable. His purposes are unchangeable. And I'm not going to say everything, but I encourage you. Because there'll be a time, maybe soon, when you're going to need to reflect back upon what you have written and what you've gleaned from God's word. You're going to say, that's what I need. A God who is unchangeable. And that's who he has revealed himself to be in his word and all throughout history with his people. I am thankful tonight that I serve an unchangeable God. Amen. I had this song on my mind, so now relax, I'm not going to do a solo, but I asked Sister Kim if we could close our service with this beautiful old hymn that just reminds us of this. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. So as our musicians come, let's stand and we'll join together in worship to our Lord.